This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 2 to 3. It says there, "And all the people of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the desert, saying, 'We should have died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and ate all the bread we wanted. For you have brought us out into this desert to kill all of us with hunger.'" End of quote. You can be in the center of the will of God and still lack the basic necessities of life. You see, you can be in the center of God's will and still have sickness and family issues. You heard it right. You are wanting and lacking. You are being faced with the sickness and issues. Does not mean you are not a child of God. The teaching that if you are a child of God, you would not face necessities, health, relationship issues is not biblical. You and I are still living in this sin-bound world with all its tests and temptations, and we share our lives with people who are tainted by sins. Israelites who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses faced hunger, thirst, and other issues, even though they were in the center of the will of God. They obeyed God and began the journey to the promised land under a leader who was chosen by God. However, on the way, they faced severe problems, hunger, and other basic needs. And at that time, they thought God brought them into this wilderness to kill them with hunger and issues. You would feel the same way when you faced with harsh realities of life. Beloved, earlier, after the miraculous deliverance of God by dividing the Red Sea and making them walk through a dry ground in the middle of the sea, the children of Israel had to travel 3 days in the desert without finding water to drink. Finally, when they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. People got upset against Moses and God. Man of God, Moses, had to cry out to the Lord in prayer, and God showed a perfect solution for them. Exodus 15:22-25. Beloved, you can be in the center of the will of God for your life and still lacks the basic necessities. You can be in the center of God's will, still face health issues and the death of your dear ones. You can be in the center of God's will and feel the absence of support and love. Remember, Elijah was moving according to God's will, but still was afraid, discouraged, and wanted to die because he felt he is alone and there is no support available for him in the nation. The great prophet of God, in fear, discouragement, he wished to die. He said, "I had enough," and asked God to take his life. He lay down in frustration and sadness. The angel of the Lord had to awake him and give him food and the needed direction and counsel. 1 Kings chapter 19. Beloved, are you in want of the basic necessities of life? Are you sick? Are you facing dangers, loneliness, and other personal issues? Do you feel no one cares about you? Are you feeling you do not have any support, although you were sincere and faithful? You faced with family issues because the one whom you trusted pulled your legs down and you feel like your life collapsed with it? Remember this truth. Keep this truth in your heart. You can be in the will of God and still face all these issues. The difference between a godly person and an ungodly person is this. They will have two different responses to challenges. A godly man or woman would go to God in prayer. He would confess his sins and shortcomings to God. He would claim the victory and solution in the matchless name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. When the children of Israel faced with life-threatening issues, Moses, the man of God, went to God in prayer and sought the face of God for a solution. Bible says God honors those who honor him. God goes to work for them. However, the ungodly person would not do any of this. He would not need God. He would not seek God's face and honor him. Most often I have seen an ungodly person who would harden his or her heart toward God and others. Beloved, your attitude to your crisis determines the outcome. God-honoring responses results in an honorable and blessed outcome. You won't feel like going to God or church and you won't want to pray in the midst of your challenges. However, that is exactly what you must do. When you seek His face for help, you honor Him. Then you admit you are unable to handle. You are saying to the Lord, I need you, Lord. Plus, please come and help me. That's what you're saying to Lord when you go to Him. Go closer to God and pray in the name of the matchless, wonder-working name of Jesus Christ. He promised He will draw near to you, James 4:8. You need God more than any other time because He has solutions in thousands and thousands of ways to deliver you and help you. You will be glad you did it. In Jesus, and only in Jesus, you will find solution to all of your troubles. Nowhere else you would find permanent peace, comfort, help, and deliverance. The reason is you honor God and you are in the center of God's will when you confess your sins and accept Jesus, His Son, as your Savior and Lord. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. End of quote. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to be in your will. I come to Jesus and invite Him to my life. Please forgive me and save me today. Lord, I confess my sins to you. Please help me in my troubles and pain. As you promised, I can overcome all that I face with your divine help. I thank you for your presence and help in me. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.